This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven and a half the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Jennifer up till next week. Jay Kirshner is the J this week. She's in charge of social media, but she's got lots to say, and that's why she's here. Interested in people who have lots to say. And I want to address that, as a matter of fact, as we get started in conversation this hour, whether it's thought control, the cancel culture, if we don't talk enough about things that are controversial, whether we like them or we don't like them. This is a precious commodity that we have in America that's unique here as compared to pretty much anywhere else I've been in the world. And so by not talking about whatever it is, by shutting people down, we are failing to protect, in my estimation, the things that make us unique. That is, we want people to think for themselves, even if we don't like what they're thinking or saying. I find some of the stuff that comes out of the mouths of some people, whether it's local stuff that you see posted on social media or national or whatever it is, it's horrible stuff. But at what point do we exercise the freedom of thought and allow people to think what they're thinking and then challenge them rather than bury their thoughts? It's kind of like the free market. We either have a free market or you don't have a free market. I'm in no mean, by any means, when it comes to this, I don't understand always, frankly, how the free market works. I'm mostly because I'm not sure that it's really a free market anymore. I think the huge business corporations, multinationals, have taken away the free market like some people are trying to take away free speech. I don't know that is, as I've said this before, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all these other, they're privately held. So I guess they can do what they don't. I guess they do and can do what it is that they think they ought to do to curb people's ability to express themselves, even if what they're saying is stupid. I mean, a lot of the stuff that Trump said, you name it, it doesn't make any difference who said it. It's either stupid or abhorrent or whatever. But we're buying into this cancel culture in a way that I think brings us a little closer to the precipice of becoming just like everybody else. And I never wanted America, I don't want America today to be like anybody else. I want us to be our own self and have our own stuff. But the world has gotten smaller. We have people who are thought controllers, frankly. We are capable, or we ought to be, and maybe this is part of the problem. We aren't maybe capable of thinking or discerning about what other thoughts are, whether we find them usable, helpful, not helpful, bad, whatever it is, because we are not teaching people how to think. We're teaching people what to think, not how to think. The government can't make you, well, maybe it can. We're moving in that direction. The government can't make you think a certain way, but yet the government does. I can't tell you how many times, and I've said this on the air, and I say in my personal life on the farm, it's the government this, the government that. We got to do the government this, blah, 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 blah. It's all about the government. Our lives are not our own. We can't make what we're worth because somebody tells us this is what we should be paid. And, you know, they can go up and down that street as much as you want to. We are messing this up. And so I don't know, frankly, okay, Doug, you pointed out a problem. How do we fix it? I don't know, frankly. It's kind of like, how do we fix the problem with China? I see that Biden has announced a task force to come up with a new China strategy, examining our military posture and the growing challenges that we have with China. Meanwhile, he has a phone call with him, and he calls the guy that's the leader of China and has shared well wishes, had a warm conversation, he said, but he raised some concerns about stuff like economic practices and human rights. But where's the bottom line of the virus, pal? You screwed the world over with the virus that you created in the Wuhan laboratory. So who's talking about that? I get that we need to keep our mind and our eyes on China and Russia and Iran and whoever else. And so this task force is supposed to, according to the directive, both civilian and military experts are going to be involved in it to recommend what we're supposed to do with our path going forward with China. So, but what is that? It sounds weak to me. That sounds like a weak statement to me. And
I don't think it does. I think that he's been very clear that he's going to have a different approach than Trump.
What is
the
approach, though?
Well, his approach is to get back with our allies, and that it's going to be a multinational approach to essentially circle the wagons around China and squeeze them, which is exactly what Obama wanted to do. That's one of the main things that the Trans-Pacific Partnership was supposed to do, was when President Obama said, look, if we don't put the squeeze on China right now, they're going to rule the world. He said that, what, 6 years ago, 8 years ago? And so this is, and then, you know, I've said this before, and Trump took a different approach. He, you know, went directly at China. It didn't work. And so Biden has been very clear that his approach is going to be one with our allies. And, you know, everybody is affected by what China does. We know
everybody.
This. We're not the only country that has everything stamped made in China. We're not the only ones. Everybody has that problem. So I think it's actually wise to get together with our allies and reinforce that. We had 4 years of an administration that did not care about our allies, and that's how they feel, that's how he felt, and so I think that it's, you know, I think it's a better way to approach it when you have more people together, because we're all stronger together.
They were holding them accountable, and so it'd be interesting to watch and see if this works. I'm not suggesting it won't work, that's not what I'm saying. Something has to be done.
Right, but there's no evidence at this point, so you can't put China on trial. There is no proof that it came from that lab. What's the proof?
Is that where
there is
anybody that
I believe you. I believe it came from the lab. You do too. But what I'm saying though is, in a court of law, if you want to hold China truly accountable, there is no evidence. There is no proof.
Even if China has so much influence on the world scene, they'd buy their way in out, or they'd threaten, or they do something. It's like a big bully, like Al Capone.
So then that even furthers my point that there's nothing you can actually do. You can't just say, okay, China did this, and we're going to hold them accountable. How? You have to circle the wagons, and you have to squeeze their profits, and that's the only way to go after them. What else can we do?
At this point, I don't know. We're not going to declare war on them, even though they've declared war on us in a manner of speaking.
Right.
The Saudis, there's another one. The Saudi government and what we've gone back. The one criticism that I have of George Bush the father was our relationship with Saudi Arabia. They wanted to get in the way of us going after Saddam Hussein, but Bush told them to go fly a kite. But other than that, you know, if Bush and the Carlyle group were very heavily invested in a lot of real estate and hotels and oil and stuff in Saudi Arabia after he got out of office. And it's because of stuff like that that we've kept this hands-off approach to the Saudis, too, who are no more our friends than the Chinese are. And yet we kiss their ass and kiss the ring or whatever it is. The human rights violations over there, even though maybe they're none of our business, we stick our nose into it. We need to be consistent. How do you teach children the rules of the road to be consistent if you look around and see companies and governments and stuff that are basically playing favorites, even though I guess that's the human condition. But how do you teach people to be fair if we see things like this, all these things that go on in Saudi Arabia? And they've released at least this activist. Was that because of pressure from from Biden, one wonders?
They've been getting a lot of pressure, yes. The Democrats in the House and the Senate have been very vocal about this. And Biden has said on the campaign trail that, you know, this is something that needs to be addressed. We're going to
sure
do business with Saudi Arabia, then we have to act, we have to let them know that we will not be in business with people who have these types of human rights violations. This woman has been in jail for over 1,000 days. She's been tortured. Her family, I mean,
and what was her affront? What was, what
she's
guilty of?
She's a women's rights activist.
Yeah, right, exactly. She wants to drive a car.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right, speaking of the Democrats, apparently there is a move afoot to help the children of poor people in our country. They've proposed giving $250 a month to low- and middle-income parents. So how does that, they just send them a check, or where does the money come from?
Yeah, there'll be a direct payment from the IRS. That's the plan. It's only
going
to be for 1 year.
Because you'll have to file a tax return in order to get the money, right?
I would assume so, yes.
So what happens to people who don't file a tax return? There are a lot of poor people that never, they don't, they've never filed a tax return. So what happens to them?
I don't know.
Not that it's
no
a, you know, that they shouldn't file the tax return, but I'm just telling you the reality is that there are, I will bet you, there are a million and a half, 2 million people, just pulling a number out of the air, who never file a tax return. Never. Ever. Some of them have a lot of money, some of them don't have any money. So maybe it's a start, maybe it's a good idea, if that's what you think is, you know, the way to do it. I'd rather see it come in the form of jobs, get rid of the damn Chinese and their influence on what is being made and put more jobs in America, including jobs that will put all these people to work so that we don't have to be doling money out to them. That would be my... That's
well, a lot of these people are working. That's so this is single parents who are make up to $112,000 a year in adjusted gross income, and couples who earn $150,000, they will get a credit of $3,000 per child per year. And so, but then in addition to the lower and middle income, the lower you are on that pay scale, then you are eligible for the $250 a month.
So $100,000 and you can get a buyback from the government, that seems like a lot of money too.
But you know what though, it depends on where you live. I've been seeing a lot of people saying, oh yeah, you know, but if you make $110,000 and you live in San Francisco, you're on the poverty line at that level. So, and that's not
crazy.
A joke. It sounds funny, but it's not a joke.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot of people who have come forward, they've done a lot of different polls and things, and a lot of people came forward saying, well, I make $112,000 a year or $115,000, but half of my money goes to child care, and the other half is student debt, and then I'm left with nothing. And so it sounds like, oh, yeah, wow, you make $100,000 a year. Well, a lot of people who make that have a lot of debt, and it really ends up not being a lot.
18 after the hour. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Here's something really exciting. Ebans, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebans Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebans Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebans Bakehouse, ebansbakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbansBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 23 after the hour, it's the DJV program, Doug, Jen, and Jay, and Victoria, with an attention now to our social media, what's trending. So we certainly had Taylor Swift in the focus in terms of her trending appearance, but now it's... I'm surprised Brady didn't fall off the boat looking at how bagged he was. I mean, he really was. And then the news media, oh, he's got a $2 million yacht. Hello, you knuckleheads. $2 million doesn't buy you much on the water. It's an okay, maybe 35-foot boat. A yacht is considered something that's 80, 90, 100 feet long and costs 25, 30, 40 million bucks. So a $2 million boat is different than a $20 million yacht. Anyway, clarifying that, he's on the boat. He's obviously in the bag. You had some interesting philosophy about that, Victoria, in that he has such a strict diet that it wouldn't take him much to... I mean, if I were on a boat like that and somebody gave me a drink, I'd probably fall off because I wouldn't... I'd right. be drunk smelling the stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, he was
well,
in the
look,
bag.
He has a lot to celebrate, you know?
Yeah.
The whole world doubted him, and the people said he was done.
I'm sure you.
The Patriots abandoned him, and,
yeah, right.
you know...
See you later, so. Belichick. You look like a boob now. So what, he threw the Lombardi trophy off the boat? Was he was supposed to be giving it to Gronk. Was Gronk on that boat or another boat?
Yeah, Gronk was on the other boat. So he tossed the Lombardi trophy. And it's funny because you even see him in the moment after the trophy is caught on the other boat. He kind of has this moment. He like puts his hands on his head of like, oh, my gosh, what did I just
what
do?
I just do?
And you can hear his daughter in the background being like, no, Dad, don't throw that. But, yeah, day drunk Brady was trending. And a lot of people are saying, you know, watching drunk Tom Brady throw the Lombardi trophy is my favorite episode of Tom Brady becoming Florida man. And drunk day drunk Brady is the vibe I needed for 2021.
I wonder how warm the water is in Tampa Bay. I bet it's 80-something, right? Wouldn't you think? This time of year, is that too warm for the water?
It looks nice.
The water? Yeah, it does look nice. I'm going to take advantage of that a little bit this weekend and go down and stick my toe in the water for a day or so. All right, so that's the Brady story. And Gronk is everywhere, appearing on every television program you can imagine. He's desirable. He's good copy. He's fun. So let's see what happens with him next year, going through the summer and working out and stuff. Didn't he do a pretty good job getting himself back into shape, though? You were always talking, you and Victoria, you and Jennifer were always talking about how he was kind of falling apart. He wasn't working out. He wasn't in shape. But it looked like I hadn't seen him before. When I saw him running around on Sunday, it looked like he was in pretty good shape.
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't say he was out of shape. He just had lost so much muscle weight when he left the NFL. He got very, very thin. And then I had said to Jen that I was concerned that he, going back into the NFL, that he had, you know, he's a big guy, but he lost so much weight that taking those hits, I thought he would be injured. But I actually commented, Jen and I were texting during the Super Bowl, that Gronk actually looks like he's now at the perfect weight. So he was really kind of big when he was on the Patriots. Then he got too skinny in real life, and then he's now, I think, at a really good weight, and so he looks good.
All right. On the DJV socials, one of our questions is whether or not you talk to your pets. What are we getting from our listeners in that, on that front, Jay?
Pretty unanimous. Everybody talks to their pet. However, Jeff Tolton says he does not talk to his pets, but his wife does. He was the lone person that said, acknowledged he does not talk
to his pets. What's the matter with you, pal?
Everyone talks to their pets. John Baker says he talks to his dog Max all the time, and Max actually talks back.
Good for Max. When I'm in the middle of the night and I reach over and I pet, if I wake up for whatever the reason, I pet Daisy, she always does a, you know, she kind of acknowledges it with a, and that's, you know, that's kind of, they're talking back to you for sure. Yeah, they talk. They're, and listen to what they say. All right, COVID situation. What are we getting for input there?
What is COVID like where you live? Andy Brinkley says there are some cases in eastern Arkansas, with most seeming to recover within a week or so. Diane Roberts says COVID numbers in Henderson, Tennessee are finally going down. It does seem like numbers are going down pretty much across the board.
Yeah, they are. Where's Henderson from where you are in Nashville?
About 2 hours southeast-ish. Or, I'm sorry, westish. Southeast.
Hello, Henderson! 28 past the hour on today's...
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Georgia State Election Board voted unanimously Wednesday to move forward with an investigation of U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat from Georgia, for his role serving as board chairman of a voter registration organization founded by Stacey Abrams that election officials say failed to follow deadlines. Warnock did not respond to requests for comment. According to data from Burbio, a digital platform that tracks school data, President Biden's new target of reopening schools, having more than 50% of public schools offering at least one day of in-person classes a week, is behind where the nation's public schools already are. 66% of students in kindergarten through 12th grade are already attending traditional in-person classes 5 days a week. Millions of people in Japan will be delayed in getting Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine as planned. Standard syringes in use in Japan are unable to extract the sixth and and final dose from each vial manufactured by the U.S. drug maker. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Industry leaders are saying the COVID-19 vaccine shots will not be a one-and-done deal. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Community health centers will begin to get doses of coronavirus vaccine, the White House announced on Tuesday, as CVS and Walgreens pharmacies begin to administer shots later this week. Johnson & Johnson CEO Alex Gorsky believes a trip to the pharmacy for a COVID shot may be a thing for several more years. He tells CNBC that a yearly vaccine, much like the flu shot, may be necessary.
I think most people feel that this will be something where likely for the next several years, we'll be getting a COVID-19 shot just like we would a flu shot. Now, exactly what that shot's going to be comprised of, I don't think we know today. I think we could all imagine a future where we're living with this, but where we can keep the science, at pace with the virus. You know, we can keep on living our lives.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former Food and Drug Commissioner Scott Gottlieb noted that the vaccine production is ramping up. About 220 million doses will be put into the market by the end of March. The boss, Bruce Springsteen, was allegedly arrested for DUI in Sandy Hook, New Jersey, back in November when he pulled over to take pictures with fans and then took a shot of tequila offered by one of them in full view of the cops. Park police saw what happened and they immediately pulled Springsteen over as he drove away. Asbury Park Press reported Springsteen's blood alcohol content was 0.02, just a quarter of New Jersey's legal limit of 0.08. Questions to Park police about the incident went unanswered. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's 34 after the hour. That would be 26 before the new hour. For those of you who are on your way to work and you want to make sure you're on time, that's cool. I'm Doug Steffen, keeping up with what's going on, keeping you on the go with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jay lives in Nashville, Tennessee. I see that your governor, Mr. Lee, has thrown his support behind a proposal to outlaw transgender athletes in middle school and high school. Says transgender girls destroy women's sports.
Yeah, he's the worst.
So, how do we respond to people who have that thought? He said, quote, "I do believe that transgenders participating in women's sports will destroy women's sports. It will ruin the opportunity for girls to earn scholarships, put a glass ceiling back over women that hasn't been there in some time. I think it's bad." Okay, so why is it not bad? Because
well,
some of
so
the men, people that are men, who are traditionally not always, but more muscular and stronger than girls.
These are not adult men. We're talking about middle school children.
Yeah.
No, but
high school. I'm talking about high school.
Right, but middle school children is what he's saying. I mean, this is just... It's stupid.
It is so stupid.
Why? They're creating a problem that doesn't exist.
Really?
This is not a problem that exists. I mean, I'm very active with my high school, and I went to an all-girls school, and there are transgender girls there now. And this is not a problem that transgender women are, you know, banding together and trying to form this Amazonian team. It's not a problem. It does not exist.
Yes.
This is not a problem. This is fear-mongering at its finest.
When I played sports in high school and middle school, I mean, we scrimmaged the boys' team all the time. Sometimes they won, sometimes we won. It had nothing to do with one of the genders being better athletes.
You played what kind of sports?
I played soccer, softball, and basketball.
Good, we did the same thing.
I played soccer and lacrosse. We did the same thing. And a lot of times there were JV guys teams who could not beat us. So this is fear-mongering. This is nothing but trans discrimination.
You know what it does?
This is what really bugs me as a woman. This is transgender discrimination that is painted under the guise of we're protecting women's sports. No, you're not.
Okay. So let's just follow it a step further, but we don't have to go two steps, just one step further. This becomes, because it is political, because it seems to be the way that a group of people wants to be identified, whether you think it's political, whether all Republicans are bad, all Democrats are good, or all Democrats are bad and all Republicans are good, it does get painted. The Republicans paint themselves into a corner with this, at least some do, and one wonders, why is it? Is that what you need to be defined as a Republican? And I kind of want to just leave it there and have people think about, what is it that defines you, whether it's politics, whether it's your family, whether it's your work, whether it's your age, what is it that defines you as an individual? Never mind the group think and whatever other people think. I would like to think that people would think for themselves, and I'll leave it at that. The pandemic seems to be in retreat. Why did you chuckle at that? Did you chuckle? You sounded like you chuckled when I said that.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, because we know people don't think for themselves, so that's where I'm chuckling at.
But I think, wouldn't that be what we would aspire to?
Well,
it goes back to my thread.
Right, but people think that they're thinking for themselves when they come out and make these types of statements.
Well, and it may be that
they
think differently than you do. That doesn't mean that they're wrong. It just means they think differently than you do. But we encourage, and this is back to what I was talking about in the last half hour about freedom. Free speech, free market, whatever it is that we think we are we really? And I'm not sure that we are that anymore, and maybe we never have been in reality. But it is, you know, you go back to the business about the people who formed our perfect union, which was far from perfect when it was formed. It was better than what they came from, but it wasn't perfect, and it took a long time for us to shake the imperfections, including slavery. And I'm not even sure we've really shaken that idea from some people even today. And so you got that sort of thing. I just think it's too bad that we brand all, I hear people, especially in California, say all Republicans are bad. All right, actually, you're in Massachusetts, too. I'm not voting for that guy. He's a Republican. Why? Why wouldn't you want to know what he or she really were thinking?
Yeah, but I hear that all the time
of Republicans
too.
Yeah, yeah,
you know?
Okay.
Well, I'd never vote for that person. They're
right.
A Democrat.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what does that say about your
for?
Thinking? What's the purpose of having free thought if you can't the free market freedom? What's the purpose of having it if you feel like you have to belong to a club that thinks a particular way? Yeah, I feel better about myself because I belong to that club. You know, and it goes back to the Columbus, the Knights of Columbus, what they were all about. You know, you can find clubs everywhere. Anyway, just I want everybody to keep thinking. That's all. 39 after the hour on the DJV program. Number of new virus cases plummeting. Excuse me, Jay, you were saying where you are in Nashville that the numbers have really gone down. What are the numbers doing?
Yeah, they dropped about 60% in the past month, 30% in the past week. However, we do have the new UK variant.
Yeah, but how important is that? How much of a factor is that, really, other than people scaring
being scared.
It's more transmissible. We know that. And they're now studying it in places where it's highly concentrated. Florida, of course, is leading in the nation with that UK variant. So the number of cases are the heaviest in Florida. So we'll see. Right now they're testing it against the vaccines that have been approved. That's a concern. There are some preliminary studies that are showing that it's actually, because it's more transmissible, that it might also be deadlier than the original strain that we were dealing with. We hope that that's not true, but it kind of looks like it might be heading in that
direction.
The
fact that they're saying it and you're saying sort of the same thing or you're repeating what you've read.
Well, the reason that's important
is the bottom line is we don't know.
It's being studied, right?
Yeah.
There's so much about this virus that we think about what we didn't know last March.
Mm-hmm.
And we've come a long way. We've come a really long way. But there's still so much that we don't know. The newest concern is will we need three shots of the vaccine instead of two? That's kind of, and there seems to be some science leaning towards that we might need a third. So I don't know.
Because every year it's going to be, I told you about the dinner I had last Saturday with that scientist, and she said every year you're going to need a shot for this like you do the regular flu.
Right.
So don't kid
Fauci
yourself
that
thinking
too, yeah.
that you're going to have two shots in forever and a day,
and
you'll be
forever.
Fine.
Right.
Because you're not going to be. And so back to hopefully teaching people in school about how to take better care of themselves, how the reasons not to smoke, not to be fat, not to abuse your body because you become more vulnerable for stuff like this and all kinds of other things. This is a wonderful opportunity if we get people back in school to be teaching youngsters as they're growing up how to live a healthier lifestyle, how to think, not to be afraid of everything. I need a shot because I'm going to get sick. You don't need a shot. You need it if you don't take care of yourself. But for the most part, if you are taking good care of yourself, you really don't have to worry. You won't get that from the news media. You won't get that from the common everyday speak. It is the variants now are maybe going to create future outbreaks. And so that's the headline. We're just not getting back to the normalcy that we have gotten too far away from in the first place, as far as I'm concerned. But looking at the report card anyway for today and for this week, there is, and for what, probably will happen in the next couple of weeks, I'll be interested to see what really, I hear all this stuff about people in Florida. I'm going down there this weekend. I'll be interested to sort of put it into perspective, because there are a lot of people who are very happy about what's going on in Florida. And some people are not happy about what's going on. In terms of vaccines, it's pretty easy to get a vaccine down there. I would say no matter how your state is doing it, I'll tell you my experience in Massachusetts is abhorrent.
Any closer to getting a vaccine or getting on a list?
They've prepared. They've made it easier. They've opened up three huge vaccination centers in the state. Gillette Stadium is one.
Right.
The mall in the town next to me is another. They've taken over an old JCPenney store, and they're going to be able to vaccinate 3,000 people a day in there. And then there's another one in Worcester. I think it's the big hall that's in Worcester. It's like Boston Garden, but I call it the DCU Center. It's 13,000, 14,000.
So you've got mega sites. We've got those in Jersey too already.
Yeah.
The mega sites. Yeah.
But you've got to be able to get in and sort of register. The new wrinkle on this, Victoria, I got a call yesterday from a friend of mine. He says, "How old are you?" And I said, "You don't remember how old?" He said, "No, I don't. I remember you're about." And he said, "Are you 75 yet?" And I said, "No." He said, "Oh, damn." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I wanted to send my wife with you. You could be, she can be your caretaker. Because if you, in Massachusetts, if you have somebody that's 75 and you're taking care of them, i.e. you bring them to get their shots, you can get your shots as well." So that's the new kind of scam that's here. And so he's a former policeman. And so he just went in the first day, showed him his credentials, and they gave him a shot. That was the end of that. So he didn't have to worry about it, but his wife was concerned. So she was going to be my caretaker so she could get a shot. So anyway, but they are checking IDs, And I don't happen to have a fake ID, so I guess I'm too old for a fake ID, aren't I?
But the CDC nationally said anyone over 65 should be in the first group. So
Tell that to the people. What's happening in Massachusetts? They just up, they've got their heads completely up there.
Are you guys the new California?
Yeah, I hope not. Jeez, they had enough trouble with trying to stay out of California. Although Jack and Mary Stockwell went to San Diego yesterday, and we were talking back and forth, texting back and forth about how, because Megan said, if you come next week, you may have to sign this and take that and do da 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 do. So I said to Jack, let me know what happens when you land in San Diego. And he said, nothing. Nobody was there. Just get off the plane like I usually do and go get the car and go to where I'm going. So I think there's a lot of scare back again to fear-based tactics and scaring people. California is so disorganized. I mean, Massachusetts is bad enough. But California is so completely disorganized. Do you know that last month, 88,000 people moved out of California? Think about that. 88,000 people in 1 month moved out of what is a beautiful state. Unfortunately, the politicians, there you talk about people who are like thinkers, Victoria. Mm-hmm. That state is so full, the people who run the state are so full of themselves that they can't get out of their own way. And it's to their own detriment. I mean, there's going to be a recall, and Newsom's going to lose.
Well, it depends who runs against him. He could still win again if no one runs against him.
He's the cause of his own demise, though. His arrogance is there. And that's the problem with too many politicians that have been in too long, and you can see it reflected in how this virus has been handled around the country. Pretty obnoxious. 46 after the hour on the DJV program.
Bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, point and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, don't forget our daily DJV download, ladies and gentlemen, a service of the DJV program. We have in the current download a focus on some topless photos.
Is there a focus on topless photos?
Well,
or is this your focus?
Well, just no, because I'm not interested in looking at a topless 16-year-old, thanks. But anyway, the controversy about Kellyanne Conway and her daughter continues. Oh. She's on, the daughter is on American Idol apparently this week, and so we talk about that. The Kobe Bryant helicopter death, we talk about that. The Super Bowl win and some of the nuance, it's really very interesting. Victoria on this blames people cutting the cord and the lackluster halftime entertainment for the ratings being down. So figure it out. Listen at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
DJV Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with some questions. Some of them have to do with the everyday living that we are experiencing with the overdoses of people who have the problem. I guess I'm trying to connect the dots here, Ken. The question comes on the number of ER visits for people who are overdosing, people who are committing suicide or trying to because are they afraid? If somebody tells you you've got the virus, have we had enough scare tactic in the news media to scare some people who have, you know, frail egos or senses of self so that they want to commit suicide rather than go through all this?
Well, I think we are only at the beginning of understanding all the collateral damage from both the illness and the treatment of COVID-19. And definitely one that's being identified already are the mental illness issues that are being brought on. The suicides, the depression, the anxiety. And what came out this week in JAMA Psychiatry, Journal of the American Medical Association, the psychiatry edition, is that ER visits are up since COVID-19 has been described for drug overdoses and suicide attempts. And, people are, there's just a lot of anxiety and depression out there right now because of this. People wondering, are they ever going to get their lives back? Their lives have been torn apart. They've lost their jobs. They've lost their businesses. This is real stuff. States that have closed up so tightly and not let people have any part of their life. So the mental health people have more work than they can handle right now. And I just ask that people be a little patient. And I think by sometime next July, and between July and December, we're going to get back to our lives.
I think the problem is, though, we have a news media that's anti-American, and in my mind, much of it is all about scaring everybody, ruining, who knows what the gain is other than more listeners or viewers, and then maybe more advertising dollars. But in terms of responsibility, some of these people are just way out to lunch. And as long as we're in this business about cause and effect, I wanted to talk to you about something that Jack Stockwell and I talked about this week as well on another hour of DJV Health. And that's the report that some 400,000 Americans might have been saved if there were more people admitting in your profession, the medical profession, that hydroxychloroquine actually worked. Because that's what this study shows, that if more people had been exposed to using it along with the Z-Pak, that thousands, tens of thousands, perhaps hundreds of thousands of Americans would not have died, Ken.
I think that's a very sad story. You know, if anybody starts talking about it like me, you know, you're accused of being a wacky person, but there are world-famous immunologists, infectious disease specialists, especially one at the medical school in Marseille that's been advocating this with case-controlled data. And it's just a very sad thing. I mean, I see the data where it shows it's effective, but then if you start talking about it, you know, it's like you're a wacky person. And
well, that's because we've been the prejudice here. This is from the American Journal of Medicine that refers to it as the Chinese virus. I mean, I get tired of people. I lost a big account because they said I was a racist because I referred to it as the Chinese virus. Well, what the hell is it? It's not the New Jersey virus. And it isn't the New Zealand virus. It's the Chinese virus, started in a lab in China, pushed by the Chinese government. So what the hell else is it? That's what these people are saying. I'm getting off on my horse here a little bit. But in terms of, and you know, what is this? After the fact, what good does it do us to know this? But it just shows you the prejudices that come, especially the political prejudices that came as a result of who recognized this early on and who talked about it, and therefore it was discounted. So how many people are dead because of the political ramifications of people who took shots at using this stuff? Right? I mean, isn't that the bottom line?
It is sad that it looked like to me that there certainly was a potentially very effective and safe opportunity, and then the science that was used to show whether it was safe or effective was designed not to actually test the question. So politics was super shocking.
Yep, sure was. All right, that's the overview. A lot of questions get answered. You can ask your question, too, if you want to send them to me at DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen, DJV Health with Dr. Ken Krumhaus here, 59 past the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless. Instantly you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference. I would definitely use this product.
Within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at gcnlife.com. That's gcnlife.com.